What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled How Not to Be an Oofy Doofy. Now, for those of you guys who may or may not know, an Oofy Doofy is a guy who is, I don't want to go as far as to say they're deformed, but they're kind of goofy, and it looks like they're societally, from a societal perspective, they are very naive and gullible. In other words, they're easily to be taken advantage of. Now, an Oofy Doofy, unlike Coach Bitchpill, is not a creep or not somebody who spurgs on the internet. So an Oofy Doofy is pretty much an obedient, good little boy that society, in particular, women, can take advantage of. So guys, I'm out here in the city of San Cristobal, man. This reminds me of bells in this church behind me. Reminds me of bells in Moldova. It really does remind me of Moldova. So what I'm doing here, guys, is that this is a beautiful scenery, man. It's nice and cool. We are 7,700 feet above the sea. So even though it's middle of July, it's middle of summer right now, man. Back home in Florida, you know, they all can't leave the house because it's too damn hot. Here, guys, it's freaking 70 degrees. You know, 12 at noon, 70 degrees. At night, man, it gets down to like 50 degrees. You know, I haven't had to wear a leather jacket ever since Eastern Europe, you know, back end of last year. So it's a really nice place. It's a small town here, guys. And that's where we can diagnose the Oofy Doofy more, not just what constitutes an Oofy Doofy, but how to not be considered an Oofy Doofy. Now, here we have a big expat community, meaning we have lots of people from the West, and we also happen to have a indigenous community. I believe the indigenous people are called Moranos, M-O-R-A-N-O-S or M-O-R-E-N-O-S. That's what they're called. You know, they're darker skin. Now, I respect the indigenous people because they don't wear masks, they don't have social distancing, none of this Camerona crap applies to the indigenous people. So I actually have respect for them, and that's one of the reasons why I shop at their markets, I buy their food, I visit their bars and nightclubs. I don't visit any place owned by expats or owned by Mexicans, you know, the mestizos who think they're European but in reality they're not. But so diagnosing the Oofy Doofy, guys. All right, so a lot of expats here are indeed Oofy Doofy. Now, Oofy Doofy doesn't necessarily mean you look like this. Right? You could be blue-eyed, blonde, white, tall, and still be considered an Oofy Doofy. So what constitutes an Oofy Doofy? Well, let me give you a prime example. Let's say you're at the pub, you know, you got a beer in one hand, you're going like this to the music, you know, you're hunched over, you're going like this to the music, you know. Imagine this is my beer bottle, right? And I'm hunched over and I'm going like this at the pub, you know. That's an Oofy Doofy, man. An Oofy Doofy is somebody who just doesn't have any societal awareness, is somebody who is not from a societal perspective. They're really not anything to, they're not socially fit people unless they take orders. This is why women love the soy boys. And not just soy boys, but, you know, Oofy Doofies. And Oofy Doofies really are soy boys if you think about it. So, now I want you guys out there to understand. Women do not respect the Oofy Doofy, okay? Now, as somebody who is married, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Hey, my ex thought I, Amar Mitwali, was an Oofy Doofy. Now, when she started to watch my videos, She realized, even though I told her I had a YouTube channel before we got married, you know, she was like, oh shit, this guy is not a oofy doofy. He's not gonna simp for my pussy. He actually knows what's going on. So she gave me an ultimatum, you know, take down your YouTube channel or divorce me. And even though Susan eventually took down the YouTube channel on her behalf, as you guys know, I just hopped in a car, drove nonstop to the Egyptian embassy, and served her divorce papers. Now, I'm red pill aware. As you guys know, I drove cab in LA. Guys, nothing is going to make you more red pill aware than driving cab. That's a personal guarantee. Write it down. Save it. Nothing will red pill you more than driving cab, especially when you pick up a lot of prostitutes and dirty, dirty sharmutas at 2 in the morning. And again, I drove cab before Uber was a thing. So if you become an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, you probably are red pill aware as well. Now, when you sign that certificate with your woman that you are an oofy doofy, you cannot change that certificate, okay? I know there's a lot of PUAs out there who will remain nameless. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, who tell you all the time to maintain frame, brah. Guys, maintaining frame works if you sign the contract with her to be an alpha male, okay? That's when maintaining frame works. But if you signed a contract with her to be a beta male, an oofy doofy, a soy boy, you cannot change the contract. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, wait a minute, Amr, I never signed the contract with a woman. Guys, you need to understand, women compartmentalize men for what they can get out of that man. Listen, when I was driving cab, I've known guys who've been fucking the same bitch for over 20 years while she was married with fucking kids, okay? So what this Sharmuta did is she said, okay, I got this alpha male over here to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, my pussy, and then I got this beta male of a husband who's gonna pay for my lifestyle, okay? This is how women compartmentalize men, you know? Women look at a man and they see, what benefit can I get from this guy? You know, also when I was driving cab, there was this girl, I told you about her, we're gonna call her Becky. You know, this was before Tinder even, and Becky, you know, she had like 5 or 6 guys, each one has a function. This one is going to pay my cab, this one is going to take me out to dinner, this one is going to let me crash at his place, this one is going to take me to Hawaii, this one is going to help me out with my rent, shit like that. So, women always, always compartmentalize men depending on what they want from the woman. Women always compartmentalize men depending on what they want from the man. This is what you guys out there need to understand, okay? Women look at you and they say, what can I do with you? They don't look at you like you are a human being. They look at you like somebody who can be used, taken advantage of. Again, there are guys out there who will fuck the shit out of her. There are guys out there who will pay her bills. That's what these people do, okay? So, women go for the oofy-doofy because they need the stability of somebody they can talk to. Listen, there have been, you know, so other people have already covered this article, okay? There have been women who have been ghosted by their own psychiatrist. You know, you're paying a guy, you know, $100, $150, maybe even $200 a session for an hour, and the guy fucking ghosted you. Imagine that, your own motherfucking psychiatrist fucking ghosted you, okay? So what does that tell you about how toxic and damaged modern day women are? So what ends up happening, so a woman doesn't go fucking cray cray, she gets herself that oofy doofy. And a lot of women who are in relationships with oofy doofy, they are in an open relationship. Guys, I can't tell you the number of times I swipe through Tinder and it says we are in an open relationship. We are seeing other people, okay? Women want the oofy doofy simply because of the stability he brings and the fact that she can use him as a walking ATM, attention, time, money, like Red Pill Married says. Now, This is like Mexican monster here. Tastes exactly the same. It's probably bottled by the same company. It's actually a little bit under a dollar. And it's really good, man. It's called Amper. It's about 15, 16 pesos, which is a little bit under a dollar. It's really good. It's a lot like Monster. And it does keep you awake. Again, it might be bottled by the same people who do Monster. If you guys want to buy a Monster drink, you know, instead of being 16 pesos, it's going to be like 50 pesos, like $2 and some change. So, whenever possible, guys, if you're in Mexico, man, buy this brand if you're looking for stuff for drinks to make you energy drinks. Anyway, going back to the Oofy Doofy. So, women who are in relationships with Oofy Doofy, it's an open relationship. They don't like the guy. They don't respect the guy, quite frankly. They are sexually repulsed by the guy. But instead of going mentally ill and realizing how much... See, if a woman does not have a house and kids to take care of, she is a failure, a loser, and boring as fuck. You know, a lot of these women out there, guys, they are boring as fuck. All they do is get on social media, look at all the glamorous lives of other charmutas live, and they're like, oh, I'm such a loser, I don't have her lifestyle, and shit like that, you know. So woman, so if you are a woman, you don't have a family, you don't have a house, you don't have kids to take care of, you are a failure, a loser. And if you spend all your time on fucking social media, looking at how other women have it better than you, you're not only boring, but you're a fucking loser and a failure again. So in this case, what ends up happening for you guys, not to be mistaken as an Oofy Doofy, and the cold hard matter here, guys, is that in the West, and special shout out to Hold the Truth Hostage on MGTOW TV. He did a video the other day on MGTOW TV saying that we live in the West is an LMS society. According to him, LMS stands for Limited Masculinity Society. You see, here in the West, we cannot be men. I'm gonna go in the shade somewhere, guys. The sun is just way too damn strong. Let me go find the shade somewhere. I wanna be sitting in the shade, and at the same time, man, I want you guys to see the background. So let me go find the shade. See, I like it when it gets cloudy here, man. You get to see when it gets cloudy, it's really nice. It looks, they call this Pueblo Mágico, right? Pueblo Mágico, which means magic town. That's what they call San Cristobal, the magic town. So let me see if I can sit over. It's too damn hot, man. I don't like sweating. Okay, let me see if I can sit here on the rail. Let's see if I can sit here. All right, man, I'm good. I'm sitting on the rail. All right, so, oh shit. Make sure my passport and keys don't fall out. So, going back to limited masculinity society, Hold the Truth Hostage on MGTOW TV says. See, here in the West, we cannot be men, okay? Our masculinity is hamstrung by the system, okay? Now, here in Mexico, guys, it was a bit of a culture shock for me here in Mexico. In the pubs, in the bars, you know, when they have music and everybody's dancing, you know, a random guy can go up to a random woman, twirl her around, grab her ass, grind up on her, and it's totally acceptable here. I was like, damn, in America, you do that, you can go to prison for the rest of your life. And this is what we need to understand watching this video, okay? Outside of Chad and Tyrone, and the criminal slash murderer who is nothing more but other than a psychopath. So outside of Chadron and psychopath who don't give a flying F, let's keep it 100, guys. Almost all American men under the age of 40 are Oofy Doofies, okay? Because again, our masculinity is hamstrung. It is crippled by a system where a woman can go 911 and you spend the rest of your life in prison, you know. There was an article, this was several years ago. You guys know how when you go on a metro, and you're on the subway or the train, right? You know, there are people out there who are trying to sell you shit, you know, like poor people. So anyway, there was this kid, he was deaf, and he tried to get a woman's attention by tapping her on the shoulder. So, you know, he's a deaf kid. He taps her on the shoulder, you know, to maybe sell her napkins or some dumb shit like that. Guess what the dumb bitch did? She had him arrested for sexual harassment, okay? This is where we are in Western society, man. I'm telling you guys. Man, yesterday I was at the pub. It was a Mexican pub. It was where, you know, here, the vast majority of people here are Guatemalan. I think where we are in the state of Chiapas was at one point part of Guatemala. So the vast majority of people here are indeed Guatemalan. And Guatemalan people, as you guys know, are fucking short. Man, I can't tell you guys the number of times I'd be walking around minding my own damn business, and then all of a sudden I find myself on the floor, like, damn it, what the fuck happened? You know, a beam is like fucking 5'5", because, you know, everybody here is like 5'2" and under. So, here in Mexico, guys, where I am in San Cristobal, because, again, it's indigenous, they're Morenos, they're hella darker than I am, you know, this is a tan, unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of the box, brown. So here in San Cristobal, guys, because the men are masculine here, okay, the men here are macho, because they don't have a system that says, hey, if you touch a woman, you're gonna spend the rest of your life in jail, or the sharmuta can come back 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, accuse you of rape with absolutely no proof, and then you end up spending the rest of your life in jail. So this is how we can get 5'2" Guatemalan dudes going up to like a hottie in the middle of the bar, twirling her around, grabbing her ass and grinding up on her, because they can be men here. Okay, now how do you not be a oofy doofy? Okay, guys, well, the first order of business is get the fuck out of the West. Get out of the West so you can let your guys, it's gonna take you a long time for your masculinity to be 100%. And that's assuming it will ever be 100%. You know, Western society has betatized us so bad, you know. By the way, guys, none of the freaking indigenous men I saw were bald. Not a single bald Moreno man here. They all had long, luscious, healthy black hair to the point where I was jealous, okay? So maybe Alex Jones was right when he said they put chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. They probably do that in America and the West as a whole. So the first order of not being an oofy doofy, guys, get the fuck out of the West, okay? Come to a place like San Cristobal, where it's primarily indigenous people, and the people here are the people here are enjoying life, you know, they're more with nature, they're more with how things are naturally, none of this contrived Western bullshit we have, okay? So first order, get the fuck out of the West. I know a lot of you guys out there, you can't get out of the West, at least not anytime soon. So how do you not get written off as an oofy doofy, assuming you're not a Shadron and you're not a fucking murderer? Well, first order of business, guys, get jacked, okay? Go to the gym. I'm not telling you to be like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger walking around. I am simply telling you guys, you have to look like we did 5,000 years ago when we were hunter-gatherers, you know. six-pack abs, well-defined muscle. I'm not telling you to be fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? No, I am, you know, I am a metabolic because I'm on TRT, and I am, you know, let's be honest, I'm fat. Well, I'm not like fucking fat, but, you know, I can stand to lose some, you know, a good 20 pounds of fat. So basically what I do is that I bulk up. That's what I'm doing, you know. Preferably, I would like to lose weight. In fact, I'm probably going to go to some of the Mexican pharmacies and find out if their HGH and weight loss medication is actually real or is it like fucking bullshit. So, first order of business, other than getting out of the West, of course, is that get jacked, okay? Because when you get jacked, I'm telling you guys, I go to the gym here almost every other day. Back in Florida, I'd go to the gym like once every fucking 2 weeks. Here, it's like every other day. You know, so I'm feeling the difference, okay? When you go to the gym, you do back exercises, you do chest exercises. It will actually not only open up your chest, but it will actually straighten your posture. A lot of guys out there, especially these oofy doofies, man, they walk around with a fucking hunchback. It's like they're the hunchback of Notre Dame. It's like, stand up straight, motherfucker. You know, open your chest up, you know. You got these guys. Let me see if I can show you. Hopefully my passport doesn't fall out. You got these guys, man. You got these guys at the pub, man. They be hunched over like this. They got their drink like this. And they're like, you know. That's oofy doofy right there, man. That's fucking oofy doofy, so. Damn, this drink is addictive. So, and no, I'm not gonna go down the same way Kevin Samuels did. And personally, I don't think Red Bull or coffee did away with Kevin Samuels. It was either the Scamarona vaccine or the nurse that was with him that night. On behalf of feminists and Zionists, she probably slipped him a little something to give him a heart attack. By the way, guys, if you put Vaseline eye drops in somebody's drink, you can actually give them a heart attack, and it's pretty much untraceable. Hey, I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying that they busted a woman a couple of months ago who was a nurse. She wanted to get rid of her husband so she can get the insurance money. So she put Vaseline inside his tea. And what Vaseline does when you drink it, is that it closes your arteries, and therefore you end up getting, obviously, a heart attack. So I think Kevin Samuels was done in either by the Scamarona vaccine or by the Zionist / feminist taking him down. That's my personal opinion. So, this video is not about Kevin Samuels. So, first order of business, other than getting out of the West, get jacked. Get big, guys. Because when you have that big, strong, masculine body, women are going to look at your body. And special shout out to Cousin Tita, okay? Cousin Tita on YouTube, he said, if your body is on point, your body is jacked, you can wear a $2 shirt and it will make you look fabulous. Also, special shout out to Rom Wills. And Rom Wills, he said that the body game is the single most important thing. And Rom is 1,000% right. The body game is get your body right. Lose weight, get yourself a six-pack, well-defined abs. Because when you do that, you have to understand, man, women are still wired back in our caveman days, okay? So when a woman sees a guy who looks like he was a fucking caveman from 5,000 years ago, that's gonna attract her. So body game has to be on point. And coincidentally, this is one of the reasons why I dress like this. See how I dress, guys? See? One of these days, I'm like gonna do like a... Let me show you. You look at the traps over here, man. I know some of you guys say, Amar, you don't have a neck. I do have a neck, but I have a thick neck, you know. For the past 30 years of my life, I was like a turtle sitting on the computer going like this, so it makes it look like I don't have a neck. But, you know, I do have a decent neck. So, let me sit down, man. No need to stand up anymore. So, the body game is the single most important thing, other than leaving the West, for you not to get written off as an oofy doofy. Because when she looks at your body, she's going to be like, that's not an oofy doofy. That's not the body of an oofy doofy. Because if you look at all the oofy doofies, I mean, they're weak, they're pathetic, they're hunched over. They walk like, you know. So, body game is number one, okay? Number two, guys, you need to be... Number two, you really can't be goofballs. Now, I myself am a bit of a goofball. Surprise, surprise. So, how do I mitigate this goofballness from being a negative for me? Because, you know, I'm not going to be the type of guy who's going to sit here and be like, yeah, 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 call me T-Money. That's just not who I am, okay? Now, if you guys see me walking in the indigenous market here in San Cristobal, you'll see me walking around saying to myself, what do I need today? Do I need carrots? I think I have carrots. How about broccoli? Oh, let me go see the broccoli over there, you know? So when you see me walking around here in San Cristobal in the markets, you're going to say, hey, this guy is kind of like a goofball. But being that type of goofball actually works in my favor here in San Cristobal, and I'm going to let you know why. You see, this is a small, small town. I see the same people every day, okay? You can be walking down the street, see somebody, an hour or two later, you're at the pub, they're there, okay? And a lot of these people, they go to the same two or three pubs. So you pretty much see everybody in one way or another, and people talk. So everybody at the market knows, hey, there comes the gringo, here comes the American dude, right? So when these girls, you know, when they see me in the markets walking around like, you know, what do I need today? I need a carrot. I need that potato over there. You know, to an American woman, this would be oofy doofy level 9000. But to a indigenous woman, to a Moreno woman, that is considered uniqueness. Because all the guys here, they have to act all macho. So when she sees the Western guy walking around, you know, acting like an oddball, but not in a coach bitch pill creepy way, to her, that's uniqueness. It's different. It's better different. Because at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand, man. At the end of the day, where's my damn passport at? At the end of the day, guys, this here is the greatest thing you will ever have. Not only will it get you into any country in the world, but people will respect you solely for having this, okay? This is why I walk around with my passport at all times, you know? I don't have a picture of my passport on... I do have a picture of my passport on my smartphone, but I walk around with a passport at all times because I just love flashing this thing out, you know? See, I got my money in here, guys, see? I got my money in here, right? See? I got my money in here. So what I do is that, you know, I'm not going to walk around, you know, San Cristobal like this. You know how people walk around holding the cross? I'm not going to walk around with this like this. So what I do is that I put my money in here, as you guys know. And this is one of the reasons why I don't even bother using Visa or anything, because I just walk around with my passport. Like anytime I want to like fucking flex on a woman, you know, take out the passport, you know, buy a beer, buy coffee or some dumb shit like that. And I'm telling you guys, once women see this, that pussy gets wetter than Niagara Falls. So if you don't have this and you're an American citizen, go get one of those and get the fuck out of the West. Anyways, so being here as an American gives me status and uniqueness, and it allows my goofball, oddball ways to actually work in my favor. Now, the third thing that I have going for me here, guys, is that JBW doesn't work in San Cristobal. You know, I made a video showing you that white guys are not getting Moreno / indigenous woman throwing their pussy at them, and that's because the indigenous people, they really don't like Europeans. And I don't have to tell you why, because the Europeans wanted to like exterminate them. In fact, the Moreno / indigenous people, heck, they don't even like the Mexican government or the Mexican people who are of European descent. So when the Moreno woman sees somebody like me who's actually over 6 feet, not under 5 feet, and obviously we're getting better every day, guys. Every day we're getting better, God willing, of course. So when the woman sees somebody like me, that's my type. Because you have to understand, I look fucking Mexican. I also look fucking Indian. But so far, guys, I have not seen a single Indian here in Mexico. Nobody has accused me of being one of Yogi Obes' people. They all think I'm one of them. They all think I'm a Moreno, which, hey, I'd rather be considered a Moreno than one of Yogi Obes' people, okay? And again, being considered a Moreno, even though ethnically I have no Latin blood, even though this is a freaking tan and I don't come out of the box brown, to them people over here, they don't know any better. And again, being fucking over 6 feet tall in a country where everybody in a city where most people are well under 5 feet, shit, that actually works in my favor. So, and another thing to keep you from being labeled as an oofy doofy, guys, is that you have to be very proficient at what you say. When you deal with women, when you look at women, see how I'm looking at you guys right now, the way I'm talking to you guys right now? Do I look like I'm a goofball, oddball, or I am like a oofy-doofy right now, the way I'm talking to you? No. But the second I'm like, hey guys, what's up, man? All right, guys, so here's what's going on. That's when I start looking like a goofball. And you guys saw me act like a goofball in a lot of my videos. I don't even have to try to replicate it. But when you talk to women, guys, you have to maintain frame. And you have to show confidence. I know, I'm saying things that dating coaches say. But again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. You have to get the motherfucking out of the West. What I am saying only works when you get out of the West. Because women like guys who maintain frame. Women like guys who have confidence. This is why the woman here love it when some random guy goes up to her, twirls her around, and grinds up all on her, you know, merengue, salsa, barista, whatever the hell they call it, you know, when it comes to dancing. And, you know, one of the ways you know if a girl here actually likes you or not is that when you're, like, dancing with her, doing the merengue, stuff like that, you know, if you go in for a kiss and you kiss her on the lips, you're getting your pee-pee touched. If she gives you her cheek when you go in for the kiss, then that obviously means a better luck with the next gal. But here, you have to maintain frame and you have to be confident. This is how it works with the indigenous people, okay? Now, you guys can't see it, but behind me there's like a fucking mestizo who's lying in the lap of his girl. See, this is what I'm telling you about, you know, this whole oofy-doofy thing is a fucking Western thing, man. You know, I have not seen a indigenous / Moreno oofy-doofy, man. It's like the Moreno people live in a totally different world compared to the Mexican people who are of, you know, European descent, man. Like I said, I, Amar Mitwali, I exclusively go to indigenous people shop. And, you know, I need to start leaving, man. This video is getting a little bit too long, man. But the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that you gotta get out of the West. You gotta get fucking jacked. This is the most important thing. When you get jacked, a woman looks at you, she's not gonna write you off as an oofy doofy, okay? Now, if you open your mouth, you know, and you say, you know, dumb shit like, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. Yeah, she's gonna write you off as a freaking oofy doofy. But just going off of looks alone, she's not gonna write you off as an oofy doofy if you are a big, big, jacked dude. And again, not Arnold Schwarzenegger, just have a six pack, toned muscles. That's really all you need. And when you talk to women, guys, don't be like this, you know, swinging around like this, you know, don't be hunched over like this, you know, maintain, you know, when you talk to her, have eye contact, and then when she's talking to you, you know, you look away because what you're telling her is, bitch, I got more important stuff than fucking you. So when you talk to women, guys, be curt, meaning get to the point, maintain frame, literally maintain frame. Don't be like this, guys, you know, don't be like this, you know, don't be doing a dance or, you know, doing something that the oofy doofies do, okay? So you want to be short, to the point. And another thing, guys, you have to be always pushing for sex. This is why I tell you guys out there, do not approach women. I know there's a PUA out there who's not gonna be named, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, who tells you all the time, approach woman in the morgue, approach woman at the valet, approach woman in the grocery store, approach woman in the elevator, approach woman in the bookstore. I'm telling you guys, do not approach woman, okay? They have to approach you, or better yet, you know, not every woman is gonna go up to you and be like, oh my god, you're tall, oh my god, how you doing, oh my god, I want your dick in my pussy, okay? They're gonna put themselves in your orbit and they're gonna look at you with fantasy eyes, okay? Choosing signals are total bullshit. Any woman can look at you, giggle, do this with her hair, and you think to yourself, shit, she's giving me choosing signals, but the reality is she wants a beta male orbiter in her harem. Fantasy eyes, which I've said before, well over 2 years, going on probably 3 years now, is when a woman looks at you and she fantasizes about your dick in her pussy. That's what fantasy eyes are. She fantasizes about your dick in her pussy. Choosing signals don't mean jack squat, because those can be faked, and she's looking for her beta male orbiter in her harem. So you do not approach unless she gives you fantasy eyes and obviously puts herself in your orbit. Because if you approach a woman, it's a lot like Tinder, guys, okay? Tinder, it doesn't matter if you swipe right 1,000 times. If the bitch doesn't swipe right on you, it doesn't mean anything. I have Tinder Gold, you know, and I don't swipe on Tinder. Why? Because it doesn't matter. The woman has to swipe right on you. So I just sit back and I let the woman swipe right on me. If I like them, I swipe right on them. If I don't, I X them out, you know. So this whole number game thing is fucking bullshit. Come on, guys, imagine going up to 100 women and getting rejected by 99 of them. I mean, what will happen to your motherfucking self-esteem and shit like that, guys? You know, getting rejected by 100 women, what happens if she goes 911, rape, the rest of your life is in jail? And coincidentally, this is why in America I'm in monk mode, guys. In America, monk mode, I don't even bother talking to women in America. Even if a woman pretty much sits on my lap, and I've had women sit on my lap before. Listen, look, guys, I own and run MGTOW TV, ManuPay, as you guys know. I paid out tens of thousands of dollars to content creators. Literally, I cannot afford to go to jail, okay? So it's a lot cheaper and better for me, Amar Mitwal. Look, a flight from Fort Lauderdale to Cancun, hour and a half. A flight from Cancun to where I am, another hour and a half. So in T-minus 5 hours, I can be here in San Cristobal acting like a man naturally, the way God intended, rather than be in America where I'm worried if one false word I say. Oh, before I close this video, guys, there was this elderly woman at the Beta Male Cafe. You know, she's married, she has kids, she has grandkids, you know, and she had one too many cups of wine or glasses of wine. And when she asked, what do I think of abortion, I told her, abortion is murder, and she lost her shit. She actually tried to get me kicked out of the Beta Male back in small town USA, you know, a couple of weeks ago, all because I said abortion is murder. Now, I've been going there a lot longer than she has, plus everybody there knows that when she gets one too many glasses of wine in her, she goes crazy like most liberal feminist white woman like Coach Greg Adams would say. So there, and the owner knows me personally, so they didn't kick me out or anything. But this just goes to show you guys, you know, that woman that you might be, you know, huggy, kissy, grabbing her pussy, you know, having sex with, you know, five minutes later, 911, and the rest of your life is ruined. So for somebody like me, Amer Metwali, I'd much rather be where I am today than be in Florida. Not to mention, guys, it's fucking 70 degrees here. It's cloudy. I don't sweat here like a pig. And at night, man, it gets down to 50 degrees. I like wearing slacks. I like wearing leather jackets. So I like where I am here. I'm going to see if I can spend more time here. I might go to Guatemala City. If any of you guys out there know Guatemala City, or there's a place next to Guatemala City called Antigua. No, that's not the country. There's a town called Antigua, like an hour away from Guatemala City. So if any of you guys out there been to Guatemala City or know of Antigua in Guatemala, let me know, is it good, is it bad, because that's next on my hit list. And if any of you guys been to Mexico, next on my hit list here is a place called Oaxaca. So let me know if you know anything about Oaxaca or Guatemala City / Antigua in Guatemala. Anyway, guys, that's my video for you for today. The bottom line, man, in the West, outside of Chadron and Psychopath, pretty much we're all oofy doofy because, like Hold the Truth Hostage said, we live in an LMS society where it is limited masculinity society, and because our masculinity is hamstrung by a system that at any point can throw us in jail forever, you know, we come across as obedient slaves. That's pretty much what we are in the West as men. That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.